Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Welcome to the Future of Real Estate on News Talk, KRMG. Daryl Baskin, Tulsa's leading real estate advisor, and his team of specialists share tips and insights on buying and selling homes. Plus, you'll hear from interesting guests on maintaining and improving the home you have now.
Daryl Baskin, the future of real estate is now.
And now, the host of the Future of Real Estate, Daryl Baskin.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Future of Real Estate. I'm Daryl Baskin of the Baskin Real Estate Specialists at eXp Realty. And Steve with Murray Electric is with me. Today's program brought to you by Murray Electric, TTCU Federal Credit Union, Integrity Title, and, oh gosh, me, the Daryl Baskin Real Estate Specialist at eXp Realty. Okay. Well, you are listening to the Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. So, welcome and good afternoon. It has really cleared up outside.
It's looking good.
I had the privilege of taking a five-minute nap in the parking lot. And I woke up and it just looked beautiful.
Yeah, it did. I was getting a little worried this morning. My gophers are building boats.
You know, my gophers are just making a mess.
They just
destroyed a whole side of the yard, and I don't know what to do about it. Except complain.
Yeah. You can treat for them, but it involves killing their food source.
Well, I've tried to get rid of grubs.
Yeah.
And I've tried the little worm things.
Right.
I've tried the traps. I can't find, they don't use the same tunnels all the time.
No, they don't.
I'm still half asleep.
But, I mean, they do destroyed.
Yeah, well, they actually cause some erosion at my house. And that erosion can later become a structural problem if it's not dealt with quickly. So you definitely don't want to let that kind of stuff go. We need to, I think we might talk to somebody about that on the show coming up.
Because
it'll
be
time.
Idea.
This is,
It's coming the spring.
It's when they start to have all the fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a special guest today, Kristen with the Demand Project, and we're getting her queued up right now. And we're going to talk to her about what the Demand Project is. It's something that is a very timely topic and has been growing and growing and growing in concern. Kristen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Kristen, welcome to the Future of Real Estate. This is Daryl Baskin. I know we just got you on the line. It's so good to have you. Tell us what the Demand Project is.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, about, it was back in 2006 when my husband and I had heard a story about a little two-year-old, and she was raped by her dad, and he videotaped the rape, and he put it on the internet, and all that was horrific, but it was that thousands of people logged on to watch because they liked what they saw that changed our whole world.
Mm.
And we started working with another organization that was just starting in about 2008. And then going into 2013, we really wanted to focus on a few more of the aspects of the crime. So we started our own called the Demand Project, and now we do prevention, prosecution, rescue, and restoration. So we go into schools and we do assemblies, and we talk to parents about online safety and trying to help the kids to not become a victim, to to prevent them. Well, and then with prosecution, go ahead.
Explain more about that, because we hear all this stuff about, I mean, let's talk about the, let's use some of the street terms or the things that, you know, obviously radio appropriate that are happening today. We are talking about the sexual exploitation of children.
Yes. And, you know, I think before it looked totally different. Like you would, it was identified like it was a victimless crime, like it was just prostitution. But then police and service providers and the community had to wise up that an 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old cannot be walking the streets being a prostitute. That doesn't happen. There has to be, there most likely is somebody running that girl and using them as a product and having a financial gain because of that person being sold for sex.
Okay, let me repaint this picture, if you don't mind, because hearing you say, and this is, I think, the strong message that needs to be conveyed, is these aren't bad kids that were like, yeah, I just don't want to go to school, and they just made this choice.
Right.
These are kids. First of all, they're not of a mature enough age to be able to make a choice like that, but
exactly. They're
in circumstances where they are being forced into that.
Yes, in different ways. I mean, back in the day when the internet was not so prevalent in households, and you didn't carry around the World Wide Web in your pocket on a telephone, and you didn't give your 10, 11, 12, maybe 4 or 5-year-old a phone and access to the World Wide Web, you would just have people approaching these kiddos and getting them addicted to drugs, getting them addicted to sex, to love, and then turning them out on the street.
And as a parent in that day, you could control that much better.
Much better. Now, if you can still control it now, but parents aren't doing their job. They're not watching what their kids are doing on these smartphones. These phones are so stinking smart that you give your child the World Wide Web form. They're able to talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime. And I have a visual for a video that I haven't been able to have made yet. But would you allow a 55-year-old man to walk into your daughter's bedroom and watch her take off her clothes? Hmm. No. But yet he is on that phone talking to her as if he's like a 14, 15-year-old young man, asking her to take off her clothes, and she's doing it.
There you go.
Talking to her. Yes.
They don't
and
know.
And these parents are not watching what they're doing. Mm-mm.
Well, and let's
they have
go
no
even,
idea.
Even a step further, because many of the parents aren't watching, but I know from 8 children, keeping track of that and watching when they don't meet to necessarily know something is even more challenging, because you can hide it in apps. You can lock down your Wi-Fi, but then you also have to deal with cellular signal, and then and there are ways to get around that. I talk about Circle in just a moment, but there are other places to get on the internet, and educating children at an age, an early age today, is so critical when they don't even have an ability to comprehend what you're saying. And this issue that you're talking about hits home with me, because one of my own children was communicating with an adult out of state who had no connection with our family, and I had no clue who this person was. And for all we knew, they weren't even who they said they were. And why are you talking to one of my children? You're a creep.
Right. That's right. And why is my children talking to this person? I don't know.
Exactly.
And what's the disconnect? Why are they looking for that attention? Why are they looking to talk to these people? Why has social media become so important that they're willing to deceive their parents in order to talk to somebody that could possibly ask for a meet and you could possibly never see your child again?
It's a really, really big problem. Talk about ways to prevent this, or ways to, pardon me, protect your children.
Well, I mean, what we do is what we tell the kiddos, we tell them what the crime is. And Jason, my husband, is really good because he's an online He's a cyber investigator, so he goes online as a 14-year-old little girl, and he's standing in the gap for our kids. Like, he's talking to these predators instead of our kids.
This is like the TV show To Catch a Predator. I mean, that's kind of what he's doing.
A little bit. Yeah, what happened with Catch a Predator is they lured him, and that's why they got in trouble, and that's why they're not the TV program got taken off. Jason is very cautious. He is trained by Homeland Security to not lure.
Okay.
Can you believe that? You have to be so careful about how you talk to an online sexual predator, because if they've got a good defense attorney, they're going to be able to get off of the charges. Huh. So he's very cautious in how he speaks to them, and they have to do all of the – they're the ones that are initiating all of the sexual conversation. And then when Jason compiles all that evidence, he hands it over. But our kids are not doing that. So what we're doing is we're showing them when we go out, he talks to them about online safety. We tell them, we're not telling you not to go online. That'd be stupid, because that's not the way the world is today. We're asking you to be cautious and to know who you're talking to. And so he gives them tips and all kinds of prevention ideas on how to stay safe. And then I talk about what human trafficking is and how if a guy becomes your boyfriend, but he's giving you drugs and he's asking you to go have sex with people for money, it is a crime against you and you are a traffic victim. And so I set up a scenario of kiddos that show what a traffic victim looks like.
And what you're describing here is where young children, once they've, you know, they're young and naive, and there's the adventure of something, and oh, my parents don't know, they do it. They get trapped in it, and then they're ashamed, and then they don't want to let anyone know. They're afraid to tell. And that's where it becomes so dangerous, because now they are the abused victim who has no way out with the people who love and care about them the most, or at least they feel they have no way out. And that's the trap.
That's one scenario. I mean, one scenario is they get trapped in it, and then, like you said, they're too afraid to say anything. Another scenario is they've got addicted to drugs. There's one pimp that was in prison, and his whole thing was just get them to go once and they're going to keep on going. So you get them addicted to, as a man or a guy, you get them addicted to or in love with you. You get them addicted to drugs, and then you turn them out, and you're most likely going to have a willing somebody that looks willing. Even though they're not, it's going to look like they are. Or you've got threats.
Because they don't want to lose their supply.
They don't want to lose their supply. They're now doing it for a whole other reason. You know, they're now addicted to a certain type of life. And then you also have threats. We had one little girl that was trafficked right out of East Central High School, and her family was illegal. They were in the country without a visa. And so a Mexican gang was able to threatened her. Well, the guy became her boyfriend, and then he threatened to turn her family in. And so she would actually go to school in a day, and this guy would traffic her after school at a bar in downtown Tulsa.
Wow.
And the cops were able to find the guy, bust up the whole situation, and our organization wrapped around this little girl, and we were able to get her whole family a TV set to stay in the United States legal. They're an amazing family. But unfortunately, their freedom came from a horrific crime against their child. So there's so many different ways that they're using to manipulate and control these young girls.
Well, is it the demandproject.org? Tell me.
Uh-huh. The demandproject.org.
The T-H-E in front, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you can find out more information. Kristen, thank you for being on today. I'm sorry I can't even keep talking. And there's so much more that we would want to talk about, that what you are doing to protect children, to keep families together in an environment where it is growing and its challenge, almost overwhelming, the challenge that it is to protect our young ones. And what you're doing at the demandproject.org is amazing. And We appreciate you.
And we're going to talk again next week, right?
I believe so. Yes, you're on the calendar.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because I haven't even told you about Mount Taruka. I mean, we're now called to set up a whole entire restoration facility, like 8 homes and a dining hall for these kids to be restored. And so maybe we can talk about that next week.
That sounds great. We'll look forward to it. Thank you, Kristen. Kristen with the demandproject.org. Get online and find out more about them. You are listening to the Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. Well, whose problem is it? PSOs or yours? You're a property owner. You're wondering, where is the line? Who has to pay for this repair? It's outside my home. Steve with Murray Electric will tell us after this. HomeGuideTulsa.com. One address, thousands of homes. 7365 East 112th Street in Bixby. This is brand new on the market. It is $439,000, and it is 4,898 square feet. This is a big house, like new. It's just a few years old, and it's in Bixby Schools off 111th, and 6 bedrooms. If you wanted 6, otherwise use them as other rooms, but it's hard to find something that can function as a 6-bedroom if you need that space. And 2 bedroom suites are downstairs. These are large open spaces. 7365 East 112th Street in Bixby. We've had 2 showings on it since it went on the market. Both of those showings have come back for those buyers have come back more than once, actually twice and three times. And when I say this is priced well, it's ready to sell, that's the kind of indication that you're looking for if you're a home seller. And so don't take my word for it. Take the 2 buyers who have looked at it. If you're interested, you want to get to see it this weekend, give me a call at the Baskin Real Estate Specialist at eXp Realty. There are plenty of houses that are similar to this one that may be for sale, but you're not going to find them at this price. And that's the real key when you're shopping. 7365 East 112th Street in Bixby, HomeGuideTulsa.com. Well, don't forget our free special report, 20QuestionsForHomeSellers.com. You want to talk about the things that you need to be asking your real estate professional before you hire them? How often do you hire a realtor? When's the last time you hired a realtor, Steve?
Oh,
20 years ago?
Yeah. Believe it or not, in fact, it was over 20 years.
Yeah, if you don't have any reason to move, why do you need to hire a realtor? I've got plenty of friends, and I would hope that you would call me and say, hey, Daryl, I need to sell my house. Can we talk? And you maybe tell me some stuff.
Oh, you bet I'd call you.
Okay, well, great. But then what are you going to ask me? How do you know I'm any good?
That's true.
That's why I've created this free report, 20QuestionsForHomeSellers.com. And even if you think you're talking to a good realtor, asking them the right questions, letting them answer and opening dialogue is what helps you as a home seller feel comfortable about the decision you're making. And, you know, more often than not, when you're interviewing a few agents, if you ask the right questions, you start to find a huge difference in real estate agents. As a matter of fact, it's between licensed people, and we don't call them realtors. You're not always a part of the real estate association. So you can have a license and not be any good at selling real estate. Having a license doesn't make you any good. And then there's, on the other end of the spectrum, a true real estate professional. Not someone who's trying it for a living. Oh, I'm going to give real estate a try. No. A real estate professional. See, someone who makes a living doing that. Someone who does such a good job that there's a line of people who wants to talk to them. They're in demand because they have knowledge, because they have skill, because they're bringing something to the table. And that's the big problem today, is too many people are hiring realtors because they have a nice glamour shot, or because they drive a nice car, or because they have a real estate license and they had a picture of a sign one time that said sold on it.
Or, well, a friend of a friend,
yeah,
tells you, hey, I got a good real estate agent for you.
I know them. Well, how do you know them?
Right.
Just because you've been friends for a long time and now they're giving real estate a try? Or because they've truly done an exceptional job. And you know that they've done several or more exceptional jobs. That wasn't just a fluke. This is a big choice, people. A really big choice. And that's why I've written this report and made it available for free. Look, I'd love to talk to you. But if you don't talk to me, at least get the report. You don't have to talk to me. Once you get it, though, once you have it in your hands, I know it's going to make a difference to you. And at eXp Realty, we have a mission, and that is to raise the bar, the core competency, raise the level of service that is across the board with all realtors. And the way we do that is we educate you as a consumer so that you can make the decision that's right for you. There's plenty of business for everybody. So by educating the consumer, it just helps all good realtors flourish. And trust me, in today's market, with all the technology, the massive amount of information, the things that are coming at home buyers and home sellers, free Zestimates. Yeah, that's how I want to price my home, a Zestimate. That gives me a warm and fuzzy feeling. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
It's just a big mixing bowl of a whole bunch of public data that's being sold to you, marketed to you, so that you'll believe in something that's not even personally connected to the market. You got to be careful about this stuff, because your data, you and the public, you are being sold, bought and sold every day by large corporate database manipulators. It's what it is. And hey, yeah, there's a service. They're there. But what does this mean to you? How does it work? How do you leverage it for yourself if you're a home seller or a home buyer? It starts by asking the right questions, by choosing the right professionals who are keeping up with what's happening in the market. 20questionsforhomesellers.com. That's 20questionsforhomesellers.com. Go online, listen, watch, download the free report, make a better decision when you're buying and selling real estate. If you listen online, this will apply anywhere. Yeah, I'm in the Tulsa area. But you can use this no matter where you are. Start the conversation, sitting down at your kitchen table, asking the questions to find the right real estate professional. 20questionsforhomesellers.com. Well, coming up, we are going to have TTCU Federal Credit Union. Dan Newberry will be with us. And we've got Whose Problem Is It? Steve with Murray Electric telling us, when does somebody else have to fix this electrical problem at your house? Where's the line?
Exactly.
Coming up.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, Fox News is next. News 102.3, Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. The home of the three big things you need to know. On air, online at KRMG.com. And now, on every device. With the News 102.3 KRMG app. Tulsa's news starts.
HomeGuideTulsa.com. Talk about a real bargain. 2748 East Admiral. Can you check my mic? I think we got the wrong one on. Again? 2748 East Admiral Boulevard. In Tulsa, $114,500. Check this one out online at homeguidetulsa.com. Look at the pictures. It's amazing what you can buy for $114,500. And, you know, the homeowner texted me today and said, besides the fact that he said I was amazing, thank you, Clark. He said, there's a wheelchair ramp. I'd forgotten about the wheelchair ramp. So you've got accessibility, handicap accessibility there. And most doors are wheelchair accessible, so they have the extra width to them. And a fourth bedroom, there are four bedrooms here. They could be an office and have a separate entrance as well. You can even drive through the garage. This is interesting. You can drive through the garage and out to the alley.
Oh, well, that's a plus.
It's a huge plus, a really huge plus, because you could come in the back through the alley if you wanted, never use it if you wanted. Maybe you're like me and you have way too many cars for the size driveway that you've got, and having a back way out sure would be nice.
Yes.
HomeGuideTulsa.com. Address is 2748 East Admiral Boulevard. I'm Darrell Baskin. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. Don't forget, if you're thinking about selling, you just have a question about real estate and you want to have a conversation, no obligation, no cost, schedule something with me at askinforbaskin.com, A-S-K-I-N, for F-O-R, Baskin.com, askinforbaskin.com. Quick 15-minute phone call. Put it in on a calendar that sometime that works for you. We'll get on the phone, talk about it, and see if there's a way we can help you out. The Baskin Real Estate Specialist at eXp Realty, askinforbaskin.com. Do we have Dan on the line? Dan Newberry with TTCU Federal Credit Union. And also incorporating some conversation here, I love Integrity Title, and Claudia does such a great job for us. Dan, what is our topic today with real estate, mortgages?
Well, I'll tell you, the bond market continues to change. You know, we saw it. We saw the bond market go way, way up. It's about 1% and then maybe 25% over where it was last year this time. And the and now we're seeing it has started to stabilize. And so rates look like they may be coming, you know, much more stable. But it's really hard to tell right now in this environment because of the changes with the stock market, you know, the new tax laws that went into place. Lots of companies are reinvesting in America, and so you're starting to see inflationary pressures happening, and it's causing, you know, rates to go up. So I know we talked about this several times on the show, but I thought it was important maybe to highlight, you know, that with the rates changing, it looks like they're maybe stabilizing. Looks like, you know, I don't think they're going to go back down anytime soon. But before we get into another big inflationary pressure, it's probably or another push for the bonds to go back up again. It may be time for a discussion on if you are looking to purchase a home, if you're out there and you've been pre-approved, and you're looking to get your home under contract, you probably want to talk about locking that rate in.
Lock it in so you know what you've got. You know what the future is.
You know what the future is. That's right. And you know, a lot of places won't let you lock in a rate until you have the home identified and you have an address. Matter of fact, we're locked out of the credit union. It's very difficult to lock a rate in if you don't have a property to tie it to. You know, and I think that might be contributing to the buyer's market or, I'm sorry, seller's market you're seeing right now with less and less houses on inventory and houses going so fast. You could certainly be playing a role in that.
Well, the inventory is changing. The market is changing. And you talk about this bond stuff. And if you're in the market and you're if you work financial markets, you hear this stuff and it has meaning. But to the general public, they hear all of this. It goes in one ear and out the other. And I'm not insulting anyone here. I just, in having conversations, they're like, Daryl, I hear all that. There's great economic news. There's bad economic news. And truthfully, I don't really know how it impacts me on a daily basis, you know, like for my mortgage rate, et cetera. So what you're saying is that there's a mixed bag of news, and it, while it's more stable right now, it is still causing interest rates to go up.
Right, right. It's causing interest rates to go up. It is stable. It's better news for the economy. But what does that mean to me, the buyer, right? Let's assume that you went out and got pre-qualified for your home loan. Maybe, I don't know. And you've been out looking for a house for 3 or 4 months. You haven't found what you're looking for. And then all of a sudden you find your perfect dream home, right? And you go back or you come to the credit union and you say, look, I found the house. Here we go. Are we ready to go? Well, rates 3 or 4 months ago were 0.5 point less than they are today. And so that home you got qualified for that was at 4%, today maybe 4.5%. So it's really important to talk to your lender and make sure that you've got that worked out.
So what you're saying, but that changes your house payment. And you qualify for a certain amount of house payment. So the change in the house payment can affect whether or not you can even qualify anymore.
That's right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you won't qualify, but you may not qualify to get the loan that you wanted for the house that you found that you fell in love with, because the house payment now at the new interest rate is higher than what you can afford or qualify for.
That's right. And so there you are, and you got to try to figure out how you're going to take care of this. Now, one thing we've been doing at the credit union the last few days, Daryl, this is kind of a unique approach, but instead of when we've had these situations come back where the rates have gone up and now they want to buy this house, but the house payment now costs $100 more or $150 more, and they don't have it in their budget to do so, at the credit union, our people will do an analysis with you over your credit expenses. And we can look at those expenses and say, you know what, maybe if we refinance this car or these two cars, or we do a consolidation loan on these credit cards that you have, that we can put all that together and then lower the, your overall monthly expense so that you can still afford to purchase the home you want to buy. And so there's, it's really important to talk to, you know, to talk to us and let us know what's going on so we can stay in communication so that we can make sure you get not only the best home loan you can get, but then maybe look at your overall financial package and how can we help you overall.
Well, there's a lot to be said there, because whether you're buying a home or not, watching the amount of money you're spending on your credit, by the way, and I don't mean how much money you're putting on your credit cards, but how much money it's costing you for the credit you have. In other words, if you spend $10,000 on credit, it doesn't matter what you spend the $10,000 on, it's how much is it costing you to borrow the $10,000, very similar to a home loan. And if
That's
you
exactly
can
right.
shave off that, let's say you can save $50 a month on the revolving credit payment that you have, that's $50. You could keep your same payment, pay down the loan faster, or use that to help you make an investment in real estate, which is going to be able to pay you back in the long term. So,
you know, we were talking to someone recently who he was in the talking about his home loan, a similar situation that made me think about this for today's topic. But we were talking with him. He made a comment. He just said, you know, I really like it when I buy something new. It makes me feel good that I'm doing that for my family. But I don't like the stress that comes with it month after month, knowing that if I don't make that payment, I'm going to lose it. And, you know, and he was looking at a situation saying, how do I buy this house? My family's expanded, but I don't want to feel a constraint on my budget. Right. And so when you think about going out and buying that new car or going out and buying that, what we call a depreciating asset, something that's not going to continue to raise in value or pay you back, like you just said, and you're trying to pay that off and you're trying to buy a home, it can become overwhelming. And so having a good financial plan that says, this is how we're going to lower our payments, this is how we're going to pay this stuff off, this is how we're going to get this, so you have peace when you're living in your new home, well, that's, you know, that's really the American dream.
One of my favorite things to do is sit down with someone and have this discussion and find out that they can buy the new home they're looking for, the one that they've been wanting that fits their family better, and we can do that, and they're not spending any more money per month. They're getting something better without paying more money per month.
Without paying more money per
month. And that's exciting.
And sometimes that's just being smart about how we're allocating the dollars we have.
Yep.
Right? Just because you bought that car or you bought that whatever your widget is and you finance at a certain interest rate doesn't mean that needs to stay the way it is. You know, you paid it down. There's other ways we can help fix it. So I would be engaged. I'd be looking for that house you want to have and make sure you're talking to the TTCU or, you know, make sure you know what's going on with your interest rate so you can and how we can help you with your financial plan.
Well, we've got several loans going with you right now for home buyers, and they're all excited. They are all very excited about your fees, your lack of fees, and the amount of money that they're saving, their new home, and it's been a great process for each of them. TTCU.com. Dan Newberry, thanks for being with us, and hope to see you again soon. I know it's been
be
difficult
in
to make it in the studio.
I'll be with you next week.
Good.
And I'll maybe bring back some news from D.C. I'm going up there to visit about the new tax laws and some of the things going on in D.C. that affects real estate and finance. So
very good. We'd all like that.
Yeah. So I look forward to talking to you next week.
TTCU.com. And travel safely, Dan. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. I'm Darrell Baskin of the Baskin Real Estate Specialists at eXp Realty, 1013 South Cypress Avenue in Broken Arrow. Open tomorrow from 2 to 4. My buddy Ross will be there. $279.9 is the price, and it is over 3,000 square feet. How about 3,134 square feet? And it is a five-bedroom with a three-car garage, a large lot, backs to a greenbelt area, so it's like you have a park in your backyard. You want to have a place to really throw a football or hit a baseball, play kickball, whatever it is that your kids would want to do. This is where it's at. Quiet cul-de-sac, 1013 South Cypress Avenue, 279.9. And again, open tomorrow from 2 to 4. This is in Union Schools. The Village is at HomeGuideTulsa.com. I'm Darrell Baskin, the Baskin Real Estate Specialist at eXp Realty. Don't forget, you want to schedule a phone call, you want to schedule a meeting, talk about selling your house. You want to talk about the best strategies to locate and purchase becomes a good investment for your family. AskinForBaskin.com. No cost or obligation. Schedule a quick phone call or let's meet in person. Askin, F-O-R-Baskin.com. I'm Darryl Baskin. We'll see you right after this break. And it will be time to talk to Steve with Murray Electric. Whose problem is it? Does PSO need to come out and fix this issue? Or is it something you're going to have to pay for as a homeowner? When it is outside, HomeGuideTulsa.com. That's HomeGuideTulsa.com. 8954 West 51st Street. Just under $1 million. Over 9,000 square feet, 5 acres with a pond, circle drive, 2 gated entrances, an 8-car garage. This is an amazing palace. When I say it's palatial in nature, it is definitely that. You walk in, 2 curved southern Georgian style staircases that converge at the top. You could have a mother-in-law suite if you wanted to have somebody live on the other end of the house and enjoy total privacy, but be there where the family, they can be with the family, taken care of. Or maybe you just want space for each room having its own special purpose. Family, kids, times that you're going to spend together. This is it, 8954 West 51st Street, just west on 51st Street, off, well, take it right off I-44. And you're like 12 minutes from 51st and I'd say 61st in Lewis, Southern Hills Country Club, Utica Square. It is that convenient. 8954 West 51st Street, HomeGuideTulsa.com. I'm Darryl Baskin. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. If you're thinking about selling a property this year, you need to start getting prepared now. 20QuestionsForHomeSellers.com is a free report. I am on a mission to educate consumers, educate people who are selling their houses. I get plenty of calls after a radio program of what should I do, what should I have done. And, you know, many times it's too late because people didn't know what questions to ask before they started the process. That's what the 20QuestionsForHomeSellers.com report is all about. Learn. You are going to feel so empowered when you start asking these questions and you discover who is really right for you. 20QuestionsForHomeSellers.com. I'm Darryl Baskin. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. I've been touting Steve with Murray Electric, telling us whose problem it is. And what we're talking about is when you have an electrical issue at your house, any property for that matter, at what point down the line towards the supply coming from PSO or whoever your electric provider is, at what point does it become their problem to fix, Steve?
Exactly. The best example is when we have an overhead service.
Coming in from a pole, meaning not underground.
Right. Okay. The point of attachment where it attaches to your house, that's where PSO's responsibility for repairs ends. If you have a problem with a line coming to your house, that is their problem. They will fix it. But if you have a burned meter socket, a lug, it's your problem. You have to have it repaired.
Wait a minute. A burned meter socket, like at the meter?
At the meter.
On the meter. Doesn't the meter belong to PSO?
The meter belongs to PSO.
Oh, but where the meter plugs into the house. Because it is like a giant plug, correct?
Right. That's exactly right.
You plug it in. It's like if you could put your hands around the round part of the meter.
Right.
You plug it in. That's where it kind of becomes a switch, and it's always on.
Exactly.
Except smart meter, of course, can be turned off.
Excuse me. A lot of people think, well, it's their meter, and the meter can. They should fix it, and it's not. It's the homeowner's responsibility. He's responsible for the service mast, the meter can.
The service mast meaning the bar that sticks up out of the top of the house if it's an overhead service?
If it's an overhead service.
So if a tree fell and hit the line running from the pole to my house, PSO would be responsible for the line running to my house, but I would have to fix the pole that got bent or broken off that's attached to my house.
Exactly. Exactly. That is the customer's responsibility. And a lot of people, I want to bring this up because people need to know so that they don't get hit with a shock. They're expecting PSO to come out and put everything back together. And, PSO says, oh, no, no, you have to fix that before we'll hook your line up.
You helped us out with something. You helped my mom out.
Yes.
With a situation where a condo.
Right.
And so there was not only my mother's responsibility for the electric in her condo, but as it went out to the meters, which were on common property with the homeowners association that would need to take care of it. Right. And then it becomes PSO's property. So there were actually three different entities or people involved with responsibility get it into her unit.
Yeah. Condos, apartments, they're a little bit different because there is a third party now. And the third party is responsible for the homeowners association or whatever, the condo association. They're responsible for providing that power. But once it enters the building, the wire that goes into the building, that's the customer's responsibility.
Well, these are interesting things to know. And obviously, that's not a – well, I say obviously, maybe it's a bigger problem. It doesn't happen that often that there's a problem at the meter or the service to the house. But when it does, knowing what the answer is can make you feel a little better that you're not being
– underground service, it's a little bit better situation. Underground service, PSO is responsible for that line up to where it enters the meter. You don't have any mast or any service mast. They're responsible for repairing that line. If you have a break or anything, they have to repair it. And then you're responsible for the meter can. So little underground service, and you don't have that many problems with underground service, really. It is a better way to go.
Huh. Well, it's just more expensive to put in.
It is more expensive, yes.
But it doesn't require tree trimming.
Right.
Long-term, less maintenance. But you get into older areas where it wasn't underground to begin with. Right. Putting it underground is a costly transition and often doesn't happen.
It does. So, we get lots of requests for estimates on putting the service underground, and it surprises people. They thought, well, I thought PSO would pay for that. And nope, that is your responsibility. And a lot of times you have to pay what we call an upcharge to PSO to actually do the work.
To deal with it. Because it's a hassle that they don't have necessarily built into their budget. We're talking public utility stuff that's governed by the Corporation Commission and managed to, it's just not, there aren't fees built for that.
Now, they are doing a program, especially around the Midtown area, where they're putting services underground. Now, in that case, they'll supply a new meter can, in some cases a new panel, outside panel, and they run the power to the house. There's no charge. It's actually a benefit to PSO because if they have a storm or something, they don't have to come out and repair the overhead lines.
Right. It's a long-term.
It's a long-term investment for PSO to not have these services above ground. So, just be aware that that's where the customer, your responsibility as a homeowner is with either one, and then you won't get any surprises.
MurrayElectric.com?
Yes.
Is that what it is? MurrayElectric.com. And you still answer the phone?
I still answer the phone.
That's really old-fashioned.
I know. But you know what? A lot of people appreciate it.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a simple question, and I answer the phone. I can help them out. And one guy told me, he said, you got a gold mine here. They don't want that shuffle. They don't want to be, well, hold, we'll get one of our technicians to call you back.
Oh, by the way, you're talking to a technician.
Yes.
Is what it amounts to, because you're a licensed electrician.
I am a licensed contractor, yes.
Well, you said a lot of people like that, and I'm a lot of people. You're looking at a lot of people right here, because you're the guy that I call. I'm usually getting an answer for one of my clients on the spot to help them feel better. They get a repair list, and these are the things that are on the repair list. Right. And sometimes I just need somebody to give me some background right there at a meeting so that we know what direction to go and what a general idea of cost might be. And sometimes you can walk us through the seller just fixing it right there. Oh, no, you just switch a couple of wires. Yeah, just reverse them and you're going to be fine. And if you feel comfortable doing that, you don't need to pay us a service call to come out here. That's the kind of service provided by Murray Electric.
Yes.
MurrayElectric.com. Steve, very good. And we missed you a couple of weeks ago. Glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, believe me.
I'm sure you are. It makes us appreciate things when we are healthy. Well, 20questionsforhomesellers.com. Don't forget to download that report. Tell a friend about it. I talk about this all the time, and it is about improving the real estate experience for consumers by educating them, raising the bar in real estate by creating expectations that are reasonable for you to have as a consumer and things that you can know and feel empowered when you're going into the process. It doesn't have to be a big, dark, scary process where after the fact you realize, if I had only asked the right questions or if I had only known, I would have done it a different way. Well, don't go in with your hands tied. Don't go in blind. Get the report. Ask the questions. 20questionsforhomesellers.com. Let me give you an example of one. How does your average sale price compare to the original price? Well, we don't just have questions in the report. We actually explain deeper meaning to this question and what you should be looking for. Guess what? It's not always going to be perfect. You're not looking for somebody that has a 100% list to sale price. Nobody has that around here, unless they're an auction and they're going above that. It started too low to begin with. No, this is to have the discussion, and you'll learn from answers. If there's an expert on the other end, you'll learn reasons why it might have been higher or lower. Things that you might expect or anticipate as a home seller. And you also learn the level of professionalism and the level of honesty. How real is that person you're talking to at your kitchen table? Are they feeding you a line just to get you to sign? Or are they really preparing you to get to the closing table successfully? 20questionsforhomesellers.com. I'm Darryl Baskin of eXp Realty. See you here next week on The Future of Real Estate.
Tune in again next week to The Future of Real Estate with Darryl.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.